President Bush has yet to send Congress a formal request for the $87 billion in additional spending he wants for Iraq and Afghanistan. Two top Pentagon officials appeared yesterday before the Senate Armed Services Committee and argued that money is essential for military operations and reconstruction efforts. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Michigan Democrat Carl Levin told Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Richard Myers the president's $87 billion request was a bitter pill to swallow. West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd reminded the two officials that Congress is not an ATM machine, but Wolfowitz was undaunted.
The costs are large, but it is a battle that we can win, and it is a battle that we must win. Because victory in this battle will be a major victory in the war on terrorism and a major defeat for the global terrorist networks.
Byrd, who's been a leading opponent of the Iraq war, asked Wolfowitz if the administration was ignoring another trouble spot in the Middle East.
If we really want to solve the problem, shouldn't our central front be ending the violence between Israel and the Palestinians?
Wolfowitz agreed the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is important, but insisted Iraq is part of the solution. He was also put on the defensive by a staunch supporter of the Iraq invasion, Arizona Republican John McCain, who questioned the planning for what came after the overthrow of Saddam Hussein.
The facts as I see them, Mr. Chairman, are clearly that we underestimated the size of the challenge that we would face as after the military operations, unquote, were completed.
McCain said it was clear more U.S. troops were needed in Iraq. Wolfowitz said that was not what the head of the U.S. Central Command in Iraq thinks.
General Abizaid and his commanders have said repeatedly that they not only don't need more troops, they don't want more American troops. What they do want or more international troops to share the burden of providing stability forces.
Joint Chiefs Chairman General Myers, for his part, said more international troops are needed because, in his words, there's some allergy from time to time against the U.S. in Iraq. At the same time, he defended the Pentagon's decision to extend to 12 months the tours of duty for 20,000 National Guardsmen and Army reservists.
We've got to put predictability in the lives of our reserve component, for that matter, active component. But we also have to realize we are a nation at war, and we have to do what it takes, in this case, to win.
How much longer U.S. troops will remain in Iraq, Myers would not say. But Massachusetts Democrat Ted Kennedy accused the Pentagon officials of doing too little to keep those troops safe.
It's apparent to me that we were unprepared, totally unprepared, for what's happened out there in Iraq in terms of giving the adequate protection for American troops.
But Wolfowitz insisted that everything that should have been done for the troops was done.
There was an enormous amount of preparation, and there's a stunning list of successes that our military and their civilian counterparts have accomplished. And let's not, confidence is part of winning. We need to project confidence, and we have every reason to project confidence because we've done a fantastic job.
Indeed, if Wolfowitz had any doubts about how he and others in the administration have handled Iraq, he did not share them with the senators. For their part, the senators let Wolfowitz and Myers know the president will get his appropriation, but only after many more questions are asked. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.